Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below.
Hi Liz, how are you?
Hey friends, I'm so good. So excited to be back. Hey everybody. I love your glasses today.
Thank you. How's everything?
Everything is good. I was just Googling what time it was where you are. What time is it?
It's 6:47, early in the morning. The sun is up.
Good morning. Welcome to the world.
I'm from the future.
Yes, yes. I was talking to someone in New Zealand this morning, and they said it was like 4:30 in the morning in the future. I said, "Oh, isn't being alive fun? Time zones are fun."
Yeah, and they're so tricky to keep track of.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you get on that like other side of the world, it's like I don't know. I just believe what you and Google tell me about what time it is.
Yeah, cool. What time is it at your side?
It is almost 3 p.m.
Cool. So you are in the...
I am in Eastern time. So I'm in Orlando, Florida. So on the Atlantic side of America.
Cool. Wonderful. So good to see you again. It was so nice chatting with you last time, and I'm so glad that you're back to talk all about email marketing. And today we are especially gonna focus on Liz's presentation for the Sell Digital Craft Summit. So for those of you who don't know, Sell Digital Craft Summit is specially designed for crafters who are busy and want to make passive income through crafty digital products rather than selling handmade products. So Liz will be teaching a workshop in the Sell Digital Craft Summit, and she's going to be talking about how to turn new subscribers into Etsy customers. Yay! Turn your subscribers who are on your into Etsy customers and get more money. So Liz, let us know about your workshop. What's so cool about it? Why should people attend it?
Oh my gosh, so glad you asked. I am so thrilled about this work. I love working with people who want to think outside the box and do something new. So like Jeff said about, you know, we're not going to just be selling crafts. We are talking about digital crafts, right? So there's so much more opportunity for profit, right? We don't have a business if we're not profiting. And that was something, you know, that was a hard lesson I had to learn, right? And really thinking about what can I sell that actually doesn't just make money for the business, but makes money for me, right? Where I can pay myself a salary. I can get an assistant if I need to. I can buy these amazing Joey Fatone earrings, right? And kind of jazz up my wardrobe. But you need to make a profit. And I was so excited when this summit was announced, because with a digital product business, there's so much more room for profit. You know, you don't have to have a ton of inventory. There's no Cricut machine, right? You might have to buy a little more software, but not really. You know, the online space is so inexpensive in a way that it allows us to create a business and make it profitable very quickly, right? So I'm super excited, but when it comes to what I'm going to talk about, you know, when we have an Etsy shop, it can be really hard. You know, Etsy wants people to stay on Etsy. So I'm going to talk a little bit about list building. Number one, how to get people on the email list. but how to get people to buy over and over again. The best customer is a repeat customer, someone that, you know, you are their go-to for XYZ, whatever digital crafts you decide to make, you know, whether it's, you know, printables, planners, how-to guides, you know, whatever. Again, the best customer is a repeat customer. So I'm going to walk you through my email staircase, how to get people on the list, your followers onto a list, and then how to turn those lists into friends, right? Just our digital craft buddies that, you know, let's say we sell printables for kids, right? You know, where are our mom friends at? How can we show them that we are invested in them? We are, you know, going to make their life easier, et cetera, with our printables. And then once we have a list full of friends, people that know, like, and trust us, know that we are invested in them, know that we are relatable, right? They like us and they trust us. How do we get that list to turn into customers over and over again? So I'm going to go over the welcome, again, list building. I'm going to talk a little bit about a welcome sequence, which I know Jeff and I have already talked about before, but I'm going to go more in depth. And then I'm going to share what your newsletters, what those consistent emails should look like. And then I'm even going to go into those sales emails, how we can weave those into the whole process so people are buying consistently from us. That's what I love about digital crafts on Etsy is there's no limit to what you can create, aka there's no limit to how many times that lead can purchase from you. So I'm so excited. This is such a genius idea. Jeff, do you have the sign up form available yet? Right? It's open to sign up. Not till April, right?
Yeah. So I'm planning well ahead in advance.
Beep, beep. Sorry for the interruption, but it's time for a mini ad. This episode is sponsored by the amazing Creative Fabrica. Right now, you can get free all-access subscription for Creative Fabrica, which will allow you to download 10 fonts and designs of your choice for free. After the 10 download or after 1 month, the subscription renews at $9. This is almost 70% discount for the normal $29. But don't worry, you can cancel anytime. Sign up now via the link below.
Turns out to be smooth as possible, because last time I just spent like 40 days in putting the whole thing together and was very stressful for me and for the speakers as well. So this time I'm starting well ahead in advance. So we still have like 5 months more. So the registration is going to open up around 2 weeks before the summit goes live. So that's going to be around the end of March. So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be so awesome. If you have attended the last summit, which was in October, this one is going to be much bigger. And we are going to have so many awesome speakers like Liz, teaching you important aspects of running your crafty digital business. So I would love to know why email marketing is so important, especially when you're selling digital crafts.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thanks for setting me up like this. And I'm so excited. We're getting everybody hyped for April. You guys, side note, I promise to answer the question, but like, this is how you do it. This is how you can sell more. Get people excited about what's to come is so, so key. But why is email marketing key, especially when you're selling crafts, digital crafts, etc.? Well, there's three things I want to share with you. Number one, you own your email list. I would not be a proper email marketer if I didn't come on here and say, you don't own social media and we don't own Etsy. And I'm not saying don't ever sell on Etsy. Etsy is a wonderful platform. It's like Amazon. People go to Etsy to purchase. So it's a great, you should definitely be taking advantage of Etsy for that reason. But getting those people off of Etsy and onto an email list, owning that customer list is so important because, again, Etsy's got its own agenda, and we don't know what that is. And so if we can get the customers to us and turn them into those friends I was talking about where, yes, I'm not just going to go to Etsy and, you know, type in whatever it is I sell. I'm going to go to your email. You know, let me see if so-and-so has this. Let me see if Liz has what I'm looking for today. That's really, really powerful. You own your own email list. You know, raise your hand. I'd love to hear in the comments. I know there's a lot of us watching. Lauren, Cheryl, Vaheen, like, tell me, what is going on with Twitter right now? Like, raise your hand if you've heard about all the nonsense happening with Twitter, right? You know, like, we're smiling right now, kind of shaking our heads because, you know, somebody purchased Twitter, started changing policies, and it's sort of kind of imploding on itself. And, you know, with social media, we don't own it. We don't own Etsy. We don't own those agendas. We don't know what's happening. And that's not a dystopian way. It's just that's what makes email so freaking powerful and why we should be, you know, working on building our list of customers and potential customers because we own that list. We can have our own agendas and not have to worry about some algorithm or some rich billionaire buying the platform and changing things up. Cause I mean, that wasn't even in my mind, but it happened, right?
Yep.
One, you own your own email list. Number two, email has a crazy ROI. You know, with Etsy is amazing, but there's a lot of other people that do what you do on Etsy. So when you do email marketing properly, for every dollar you spend, you can get $40 in return. Again, it's, you know, creating that know, like, trust factor within your emails, which is what I'm going to talk about. Hey, Jackie, thanks so much. That allows you to create that amazing experience and get people buying over and over again. So it's just a wild ROI. And one of the reasons it has this wild ROI is it's consent-based. I consented to get emails from you, right? I opted in, and at any time I can take that consent away, I can unsubscribe. And so it really works really well to have those people on your email list that really like you, really need what you want. And I'm going to talk all about that in the presentation coming April 3rd through 5th. So excited. And the third thing, and maybe you guys can relate to this, I love people and I work from home. There's nobody else here in the house with me this right now. And with email, I can make real connections. It's, of course, you know, social media is a great way to get to know people, but when we can get them on our email list, when we can start having conversations in the inbox, there's just something completely different about it than DMs. It's a much more intimate space. And you might think, you know, what does that have to do with selling my digital craft on Etsy? But when you can make those connections, when you can know, oh, Jennifer's on my email list. I know Jennifer needs a planner page about X. Or Sam, I'm just looking at people in the comments, you know, Darling Dangerous. I know them. I know that they are looking for printables on X because they hit reply and told me that. Right? Nothing beats that real personal connection. And that goes back to those, that middle bullet I was talking about it having crazy ROI. So those are the three reasons why, you know, I'm all in on email and I think you should be too.
So true. And I completely agree. Like, it is such an intimate connection. Like, a lot of things that I don't even talk about on social media, I feel very comfortable talking about it in my email because it is such an intimate connection. I love that.
Yeah, 100%. And even right now, a lot of people that are joining us, like I see Milestones Co., I saw Hip Hop Teaching. These are some people from my account. And I know that they, you know, I'm not very active on Instagram. I do a lot of stories, but that's just about it. But I'm so active in email that, you know, they're on my Instagram right now. They see me, they feel that personal pull to Liz Wilcox. So they're going to come check out, you know, Cut and Make Crafts, right? Even though they might not know what's going on. And then suddenly, like, boom, we're off to the races and I have another touch point. But it really, you know, I'm thinking about Miles right now. We started talking on email, Hip Hop Teaching. I remember she DM'd me here and I said, oh yeah, we've been talking on email. And so it's just one of those, like she said, just you say things you wouldn't normally say. And then if you do have that, those other touch points of social media, etc., those people are the ones that are really going to jumpstart your social media. So that's a fourth example of why you need email marketing. It's going to help you with your social game too.
So true. So true. Email marketing is like the bomb. If you're not sending email in your business, you're not planning for the long term. Because once you have your email list, you can go to places in your business that you didn't even imagine.
Yeah. So true. Okay. So, for example, friends, Mobile Money Maven just joined. She does financial education for kids. She's actually also my bookkeeper. And guess what? When I say turn them into friends, I really mean it. This person, I love her so much. Hey, Angelica. But also, I actually met her through her husband, who was an email subscriber of mine in my very first blog. I don't even own that blog anymore. It was on RV travel. His name's Philip, and I started talking, or he hit reply on one of my emails, and we were off to the races. And then, you know, since then, I've owned two other businesses. I've stayed in contact. Like, I really mean it when I say, you know, friends, turn them into friends, people you actually know, and they have followed my adventure. And I ended up being a customer of theirs, and they are a customer of mine. But it all started with just sending, I don't even know what the newsletter said, but it was something about it that made him hit reply. And, you know, now we're really, really close. So another great example. Thanks for showing up, folks. This is great.
Yeah. I'm so glad to see all those new people joining in. Thanks for bringing them in, Liz. So sorry, you dropped off or in the last.
There. Hey friends, I'm so sorry I dropped. I have a cutoff at 3:00. It cuts off my social media because normally I'm picking up my kiddo, but she's good to go. Anyway, I'm so sorry. The whole point was, yeah, like I was going to say, you know, follow Cut and Make Crafts because she's got this amazing event coming up. Sell Digital Craft Summit 2.0 scheduled April 3rd through 5th. I'm so excited. I'm going to be coming in. You know, I'm going to be keeping it fresh. I cannot wait for this event. And I'm so honored to be included in it. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. It's so awesome to have you. And I just have this little question. When is the right time to start thinking about or start collecting subscribers for your email list?
I would say the moment you say, okay, yes, this is where I'm going, I'm going to start selling digital crafts, I really mean it, I would just get going. So for me, with all three businesses that I've built, I've just gotten on Facebook. And I said, you know, hey, I'm starting this new, let's say, I'm going to get into the digital crafts business, I'm going to open up my Etsy shop on this day. It's not open yet, but if you're interested in, you know, I keep going back to the same examples, but if you're interested in, you know, planners for busy moms or, you know, printables for kids or what, you know, whatever you come up with, I'd love for you to join me over on this email list. I'm going to be sharing how I set up my shop. And you know, you're going to get exclusive offers for being one of the first. And I would just get that out there on Facebook, Instagram, wherever the heck you really are online. You might even, you know, personally reach out to a few people that you think might be interested, and just get going. It's never the wrong time to start your email list. Even if, you know, you say, oh, I'm going to wait until the, you know, Javsa event to actually get going. Right now would be the time to start building the list, to start sharing little tidbits here and there of, oh yeah, you know, I'm researching Etsy today, or these are some ideas I have. What do you think? Does this design look good? You know, getting people the same way. It's December 7th. This event is not for 4 or 5 months, but we're talking about it right now. This is like perfect meta example of, you know, it's never too early to start talking about what you're going to do. You've got to build hype. Like if it works for Beyonce, it's going to work for you. You've got to build that hype up. And then, you know, you will see great results when you finally open it up.
Yep. Totally agree. I totally agree. The earlier you start, the better it is. And some people tend to like give up. Oh, the list is not growing. Maybe it's not working out. Okay, I'm going to stop promoting it. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah. Well, I love money, so I'm going to keep going even when something is hard. I mean, my bookkeeper's here in the comments right now. Like, she knows. I'm unashamedly, you know, I'm the sole breadwinner. And maybe that's not you. Maybe this is just something you think could give you a little extra spending money. How do you want your spending money to look next Christmas, right? The email list really will convert when you do it properly. It will convert. And that's why I'm coming into the Sell Digital Craft Summit in April to show you how to make it really, really work. But I would say with list building, getting people on your email list, you've got to make it fun. If you can't tell, I don't do anything that's not fun. And so, you know, there's a million and one ways to promote your email list, to promote any kind of freebie or offer you have, you know, behind that email list wall. But do the ones that make sense for you and are fun. Like, I love to do interviews like this. That might scare the out of you, right? That might, oh my gosh, I could never show my face like that. Holy crap. This is really scary. You might be a better writer. And so you want to do guest blogging, or you want to do collaborations with other people. I mentioned Miles was on a little earlier. A few years ago, we did a collaboration where I shared his freebie to my email list and he shared mine. And so it was a little swap. And so we built our list from there. That you can never go wrong with that. Because if somebody's interested, we have very similar businesses. So let's say if somebody's interested in, you know, kitchen planning, or meal planning is the word I'm looking for, meal planning printables, they might be interested in a chore chart. And if I know a friend who's got a bunch of chore charts, if we swap audiences, you know, we share each other's audiences, we're likely to pick up some really warm leads, people we know that are actively searching for the solution. So that's a great way. If you, you know, you don't want to get your face out there, that feels scary, that's a great way to swap. And you're never too small for that. I said Pinterest, guest blogging, events like this. I'm trying to think of some other offhand, you know, just any kind of visibility anywhere, you know, Facebook groups, you know, Instagram reels, just always going back to, you know, the best stuff is over here on my email list, and just do what feels fun. That's where you're going to see some success. If it feels like a grind, you're not going to do it because you already grind enough in other areas. So let's try to make this a little fun.
Yep. So true. So do I completely agree with it. And the best part about email is like, it's yours. It's all yours. No one can take it away from you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's, you know, whether you decide, oh, I'm going to try MailChimp because it's free or whatever. And then a few months later you say, oh, you know, I really don't like MailChimp. I'm ready to upgrade and pay for the service. You know, I hear what Liz is saying, you know, I'm going to get a tool that really makes sense for me. You can take those emails with you. And another part about it being yours is you get to showcase a little personality, right? It might seem like, oh, I've got to, you know, tighten up my tie and be professional. But people want the same way, you know, your Instagram has grown so well. It's because you are just you. You're unapologetically. And that doesn't mean having to be loud and in your face about things. But you have this, I mean, the black and the pink and the roses in the back. And you're just so, like, to me, like, oh, I could see myself doing that. Yeah. And with your emails, when you lean into that the same way you might lean into an aesthetic on Instagram or a visual platform, it really becomes yours. And the people that really like you stay on the list, continue to open emails, and, you know, click on those links.
So true. It's all about the email. And I like to say it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. One step at a time. Even if you're getting like 1 to 2 people in the beginning, slowly and gradually, it's going to build up on itself. And 1 year later, 2 year later, you'll have like 1,000 people to sell your designs to. You'll have a 2,000 people to sell your designs to. It's just a matter of time. It builds up on itself.
Amen. It really is a matter of time, folks. Don't get discouraged, or don't let the fact that you're discouraged stop you from, you know, keep on keeping on. For me, I started my first business. It was like six years ago, almost to the day. It was like November 30th or something. And, you know, I tried a lot of different things. So you might have tried the physical products and now you're interested. Oh, let me try this digital thing. Just don't give up. Keep going. This current email list, you know, it's 3 years old now. And a year ago, I had about 1,200 people. It was like, oh my gosh, yes, awesome. Or maybe it was more like 1,800. But I just hit 7,500. And so, wow. You know, it really is a snowball, wouldn't you say? You know, you get those first few, and then that first 100, you know, a couple hundred, 1,000. And then once you hit 1,000, it really starts kind of, you know, breathing its this life of its own. Sometimes I don't even know where the leads are coming from. I'm like, huh, I wonder who shared my thing today. And that's going to come for you too. Thanks, Jackie. And the income, my income is directly correlated to that as well. You know, the first year of business with email marketing, I made $79,000. Last year, I made $189,000. And this year I've made already close to 350,000. So the bigger my email list is, you know, the bigger things, you know, my bank account gets. So don't be discouraged. I really believe in email and I believe in your ability to figure it out. And that's what I'm going to bring to the table in April.
Yay. I cannot wait for Liz's super cool email marketing class. How to turn your Etsy customers, how to turn your subscribers into repeat Etsy customers. And we're also going to talk about how to get people on your list. So I'm super, super excited. And Liz is so awesome and so fun to chat with. And I just can't wait for her masterclass.
Awesome. I can't wait either. Thank you so much for having me today. And I can't wait to see everybody in April too.
Cool. Cool. Awesome. So, wow. Yep. That is so totally true. Completely agree with that.
Yeah. I love you guys too. And yeah, when you think about, so Sebastian in the comments said, you know, that's an insane amount for your offer is $9. So if you're thinking, oh, my digital products on Etsy are going to be low cost. Again, my membership is $9. Mine is also low cost, but it's all about, again, getting visibility, doing it in a fun way and getting people on your list. So they buy over and over and over again. So you're going to have those numbers.
Cool. I love that. That is so, so inspiring because a lot of people who sell digital crafts, they're like priced under $10 and they're right. Like, can we even reach that level? So, wow, with $9, making six figures with multiple six figures with just $9 offer. That is so cool.
So, you guys can do it and I'm going to teach you how.
Yay, I cannot wait. Cool. So thank you so much, Liz. I will let you go now to collect your daughter, I think.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And I really can't wait to hang out in April. We are going to have so much fun. And in the meantime, you know, you can hit me up on Instagram, the Liz Wilcox. That's me. Happy to answer any questions. And I'll see all of you in April.
Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.